Tickle Leroy's Hunzi.
My fancy is tickled.
We got football this week, so we gotta go. We gotta go around the sports world to try and tickle your fancy.
No, fancy is not tickled.
Just because there's no football,
fancy not tickled.
No.
What about the Pro Bowl games?
How many times you want me to say no?
Fancy
the Pro
not
Bowl games.
Fancy not tickled.
Fancy not
fancy
tickled.
Fancy will never be tickled. So don't quit asking me.
All right. What about 8 o'clock tonight, Leroy? Mm-hmm. The Milwaukee Bucks.
5 o'clock our time?
5 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Take on the San Antonio Spurs. A little Giannis versus Wemby. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Oh,
not because tickles. Of the game. Because I'm going to be eating.
Okay. Is that game on national TV tonight? No. What is? Oh, yeah. How about this?
What's up?
The Jimmy Butler Bowl. The Phoenix Suns at 10 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. 7 our time. Take on the Golden State Warriors, who are coming off their best win of the season. Take your fancy?
At 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll kick the tires on that.
My
kicking
fancy
the tires.
Is tickled.
All right. Tomorrow, Leroy, mm-hmm. at 8:30, mm-hmm. the Miami Heat visit the San Antonio Spurs. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Yes, I always want to beat them down.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson. Hey, Wemby. Duncan Robinson's coming, dude. Get your sleep.
That means we get the Spurs on a back-to-back?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Wemby ain't got no muscles for that.
I saw Wemby charge at Zubac the other day from the Clippers.
Who doesn't want to charge at Zubac?
Yeah, but he ain't a small dude.
He's not.
Yeah. He definitely stopped midway.
I saw Thomas Bryant got laid out by Isaiah Stewart the other day.
What? Ooh. This Isaiah Stewart is a menace. This guy is a rascal.
He basically is. He's basically just out there throwing bows, and maybe the basketball will go in every once in a while.
Maybe, dude. Maybe.
He's a throwback player.
Yeah. Throwback player.
That's one way of putting it.
Classic for Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Man. All right. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Leroy, early here, a national television game, the Florida Panthers take on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Is it 1 o'clock here or 1 o'clock
No, 10
home?
O'clock. It's 10 a.m. here.
10 a.m. here.
A little wake up with the cats for us.
Yeah. Is it national?
ABC.
Okay, yeah. All right.
ABC.
My fancy is tickled.
I like it. Get up in the morning to a little home team hockey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also tomorrow in the afternoon, we got ourselves UFC action. Israel Adesanya is taking on Nassourdine Imavov. That gets going tomorrow. Stylebender, the former middleweight champion, back in the octagon. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, but we'll be at the fight.
No, this is an early one, though. This is early.
Oh, really?
Early action tomorrow.
Yeah, I was wondering. It's like noon or 1 p.m. Eastern.
Izzy hasn't fought in a minute, right?
He fought. He lost the belt, or he lost his fight to Dricus du Plessis. So he I think fought like 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Is he on back nine?
He might be. You remember, he got to the UFC fairly late too, because he was a kickboxer.
Okay.
So he might be. He fought a lot. You know, he was a very active champion.
Okay.
But that gets going 9 a.m. our time, noon Eastern, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, if I don't sleep in,
okay.
I'll kick the tires on it.
Kicking the tires.
You know, I don't care where you are. I don't care what time zone you're in.
My fancy is tickled.
Getting up at 5:15 is getting up at 5:15.
That is what they say.
Yeah.
That is what they say. Froggy, does that tickle your fancy?
That does tickle my fancy.
You want to do a little UFC parlay with David Benavidez, David Morrell tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
You think Izzy got a chance to win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's
I think he can beat
him
off. I definitely think he can win.
Come on.
All right, we're gonna put together a.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put in because I want my first one is 7-9, and win by. TKO.
Trying to remember, did Imavov get nine?
Because even that right there is going to pay a boatload.
What about, I believe tomorrow on the card, the one-eye blind guy is fighting?
Oh, Shara Bullitt. Yeah. Shara Bullitt's fighting. That's a good fight. You know, right? I think he's fighting MVP. That's
yeah,
a good fight.
He is fighting MVP. That's
he's fighting
right.
MVP. Just, Michael Venom Page.
I always get confused because I just see Page, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm used to, like, just MVP, but, yeah, that's going to be a good fight. Damn, that's going to be a good fight. I don't know who to put on that one, though.
I think I'm going to go with Shara Bullitt.
Really?
I think I'm going to go with Shara
MVP's
Bullitt.
MVP's kind of weird, though. You know, he's kind of weird.
He's a very hard fighter to figure out. That's true.
Yeah. Damn, that's good. That's a good card.
You got a schedule that you make for the
fights?
Like, yeah, for the fights. I thought I saw like a calendar.
Oh, that was just this guy's record. The guy that Style Bender was fighting.
Oh, he was ready to judge you, dude. He was so ready to judge you.
Because I mean he basically knows when all the fights are and who's fighting.
So. I was trying to see, what is Imabov? He beat Brendan Allen. That's impressive. He beat Cannoneer. No joke. Roman Dolidze is not a bum, but step up when you take on Style Bender. I think I'm still going to stick with Izzy.
Yeah.
But
championship
he's old.
Pedigree.
How much is that?
Let's see.
He says, I think you said 35 is down.
Minus.
Minus 160.
So it's pretty close. It's
pretty
closer than I thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Style Bender by points.
Ooh.
He doesn't usually go to distance, does he?
No, he does. He can. It depends. But I'm trying to think. So he's been to a 5-round fight one time, Imabov. I think I'm going to go Izzy by decision.
Imabov. How do you say his first name?
Nazardine.
It's amazing.
This guy is a
dude,
wizard.
This is
it, maybe it's a little more French. Maybe Nassadine.
He's back. He's back. He's back. He's back. Like, it does kind of look like we're doing the show from the hallway of the fight.
Yeah. No, but yeah. As you guys provided, you showed yesterday, you got 9 chandeliers in that place. It's a nice
ballroom. Oh, it's a ballroom.
Yeah. It's a ballroom.
Make no mistake, it's a ballroom.
Yeah, it's a ballroom. Sure.
My fancy is tickled by it being a ballroom.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, Saturday night, Leroy, before we get to the fights, what do we got on the NBA slate? Oof, not a great slate. What about Lakers-Knicks? Tickle your fancy tomorrow?
They're going to New York?
That is in New York. Same time as the Heat game.
No. If I'm going to watch basketball, it's going to be the Heat.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying I'll be eating.
Fancy, not tickled.
So I don't want to do, do this a disservice by saying I'm going to watch it when we know damn well if I'm watching it, as soon as they bring that piece of meat out, Leroy is out.
At 8 o'clock from the T-Mobile Arena, David Benavidez and David Morrell. Does that fight tickle your fancy?
Yes, because not even
my
because of the chili pepper. But for me, I'm not a big fan of lefties fighting righties because it's just like it's awkward. But these guys are very active and are like punch really hard. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And like I said, Morrell, we don't know. We have no idea because he ain't fought that much. Has he beat anybody to warrant to even deserve this fight?
I mean, he was very good at 168. He's undefeated, comes up. His last fight, he beat a guy who had like one loss. Neither one of them have done much of this division, you know? But yeah, certainly David Benavidez is more accomplished than him. No doubt about that.
Okay.
But it's a fun fight. I think it's a good it is two guys who are going to try and take their heads clean off. But that lefty-righty thing can make things weird.
So many headbutts. That's what happened when we – in the Tyson fight.
Yep.
With the girls beforehand.
Yep.
It, like – and it's not anybody's fault.
No, that other girl cheated, dude.
Dude, it's lefty. Like, I couldn't believe – first of all, I couldn't
She's
believe
She's got a
that,
history.
I couldn't believe that a trainer – would say that knowing the difficulties of a lefty fighting a righty.
No,
a southpaw fighting
unless she's
a righty.
Got a dirty reputation.
Dirty reputation.
But they said she doesn't.
Noggin to noggin. I know
I think
she
does that sweet
doing.
Irish thing to get away with it.
Yeah, they all do it.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh,
Oh, there you go. Then I'm distracted.
Oh, just a simple clashing of heads. It was an accident.
Who could be mad?
I figured you'd be doing the Australian accent ever since the airport.
Oh, man. I control your kids, mate.
Yeah, that's what it that way. Dude, every time I heard the kids yell, I was, this is what I thought of. Anarchy! Like the two kids from Talladega Nights.
My son is starting to throw tantrums now.
Like
does
he throw himself on the floor?
He's doing that. He just started doing that. And I'm like, what the hell is that? What are you doing?
He make himself immobile, like he'll stiffen up.
He didn't know how to throw himself on the floor. At first, he would just throw his hands on the floor and look between his legs to make sure I was watching him. And then now he's full on the floor and he stares at me like, you watching this? You see what I'm doing now? I'm like, what is this?
So, like, when Jimmy got knocked, he got a foul and he looked up?
Yeah, exactly.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We're coming at you live from the MGM Grand. Thanks again to Premier Boxing Champions for having us out here, for flying us out here, for putting us up at the New York, having a great time here, ready for the fight tomorrow. They got us good seats for tomorrow, Marcos. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Marcos.
Woo! We got some nice seats for tomorrow.
You're not in the catbird seat anymore.
No, dude, not catbird seat. I'm going to be sitting here shouting instructions. Cover up there, David.
Am I going to be able to see you?
A couple more rounds.
Okay. Can I see you guys on TV? Is that going to be?
I don't know. No, I don't think we're that close, but we're cool. Okay. Unless you'll see, unless we're like in the background just making it a fool, you know? They do sell tall boys at this arena.
All right.
Well. Yeah, but you know why? Can I just say this? Mm. I don't want to be a party pooper with the drinking at the events and stuff.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a big fan of them taking my cap. Or taking giant beer or giant pouring it in a cup.
Yeah.
Because if I'm drinking one of these drinks, I like it cold.
Yeah.
It's not going to stay cold because you spend $80 for a big can and they put it in a big cup with no top. So you got to walk down to you. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
Totally fair.
I'm over that. That's why I'm like, you know what? I say, can I have a water? They take my cap. You know what? I can deal with that. You know why?
Bottle.
I go to the event with a couple of bottle caps.
What, Leroy?
Wow, you're diabolical.
What are you even talking about, Leroy?
That's called, hey, that's called planning ahead.
That's crazy.
Sir, what is this?
Bottle cap.
Nothing?
Bottle cap. They take my cap. I want to cover up my drink and sip it at my own leisure.
So you're like calling up the stadium and be like, do you guys serve Aquafina or Dasani?
Okay. I got to get the right bottle cap.
No, you can put any bottle cap and don't fit it as good, but I don't want to put, like, people walking over you and stuff.
I hate that rule.
Right.
I hate it. Take a break. Back after this.
Leroy.